This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Market expert Dan Bossi says global yields are stagnating. The economist from Ag Resource Company says elevated temperatures occurring more frequently around the world may be the cause.
These heat episodes are causing crop yields to stagnate globally. Now, it may only be a region that's affected, but if we look at Argentina today and their soybean crop is 25 million tons, that's a 50% yield reduction. We don't see that with these kind of soils that Argentina possesses very often. So heat and inflation and duration of weather, by that I'm saying pattern stagnation, is something we're becoming more worried about in this overall climate change that's being discussed in many circles. I'm trying to be apolitical here. I don't know who causes climate, if it's man or God, but I do see in the data that temperatures a worry for the world in terms of crop yields.
As for dairy, Bossi says there's downward pressure overseas,
particularly in Europe, but then Oceania, the countries of Australia and New Zealand are coming along, and U.S. dairy farmers, although cow numbers aren't rising dramatically, we are seeing better productivity of those animals, whether it's through genetics or other things. But this year looks like we'll produce more milk than our consumption will grow in this ever-rising interest rate environment. And for that reason, it looks like dairy profitability will be down somewhere between 10 and 15%.
Without profitability and yield increases, Bossi says more acres will be needed. I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.